Hey, I'll tell you what, you know, we're getting more and more calls and people asking about spray foam and a lot of the different type of insulating foam that's out there. And people do have questions, misconceptions, and so forth. We have Ryan on the phone right now.
Thanks for having me.
Sure, certainly. What's going on there? Tell us about your concern about the insulation.
So my wife and I, we're moving right across the state line. I'm originally from Alabama. Moving into Mississippi, and we are going to build our house ourselves, you know, sub everything out. And I've been talking, going through contractors and you know, getting bids and everything. We kind of decided early on that we wanted to do spray foam insulation. So I've gotten several prices. Well, you know, we're getting closer to building, so I called to get, you know, termite, do the pre-treatment of the slab and everything. And just hearing things, I decided to ask the question if they covered spray foam. And surprisingly, probably 99% of the companies that I've talked to would not cover spray foam. And I asked, you know, what if we were to use the fiberglass batting insulation in the walls and just spray foam the ceiling? And they said that's where the problem occurs, is in the ceiling. So I was wondering if maybe you could give me some insight. Like I said, we're building the house ourselves, so don't really have anybody to ask. You talk to the foam people, and you know, it's kind of the first they've heard of it. And you know, several of the termite companies have given nothing but bad stories.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know, it's an interesting topic. Certainly, one I'm very interested in as well. I'm building my house right now. We'll be planning on using spray foam, and probably will be doing that. I'm kind of taking my time on building the home. No real rush on it, but I'm probably still, you know, a couple months away from the spray foam. I haven't gotten into the conversations with that. I have heard some rumblings about that, but when I hear something like this, first of all, I kind of stop and go, okay, if it is true that the termite companies will not insure and back up a home with foam, then the foam industry would be completely, it would go away. It would never exist in that way. So there must be more to it. Joe, I know that you've dealt with this from time to time in some articles. And is there a clear-cut answer on this one?
Well, it's not a clear-cut answer, but there is, Ryan, a change in the building codes that are indicating something's up. First of all, termites don't eat the foam insulation. They're not attracted to foam insulation, but they can chew through it. And the reason that some termite bonding companies are reluctant to insure homes with spray foam has nothing to do with the insulation itself. It has to do with the inspection process. Unlike if you had fiberglass or rock wool, you know, if they need to inspect part of the house, they can pull the insulation away or slide it to one side and inspect it. Well, what do you do when foam's sprayed in there and cured? There's no way of knowing if there's termites behind it or underneath it. So that's really the issue. And I agree with Danny that spray foam's not going away. But some southern states, earlier I alluded to the fact that there is some change in the air. Some southern states, including North Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama, have modified their building code to state that you need to install something called a termite inspection strip. And all that does is protect the areas that they're most concerned with. And these are the lower parts of the home that sit either immediately on or above the foundation. So we're talking about the mud sill, the sill plate, band joists, or often called rim joists, that kind of thing, because that's where termites typically come in. Now, you've heard that there's concern in the roof rafters, I think you said. So I'm not sure why termites are in a roof rafter, but regardless, I think if you ask more specific questions, Ryan, you might find that it's because of the visual inspection aspect where it makes it a lot harder.
Right. And like I said before, you know, I was trying to dig and get more, you know, ask more questions to these termite companies because of, you know, I'd heard the same thing about, you know, having the inspection strip so far up the wall.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And I told them, you know, what if I were to do, you know, just the fiberglass or, you know, whichever insulation in the walls that would not be spray foam, whether it be fiberglass or whatever. But they said they would still not cover it because of the rafters. And the way they described it to me, and I tried asking to clarify, you know, if they were talking about open cell foam or closed cell foam.
Right, yeah.
But the way it was described to me was that the foam traps moisture between the foam itself, the bond it has to like the rafters. And if there's any little pinhole or anything, the termites would come to it, and, you know, they have no way of knowing.
Right. Well, that's kind of like two problems, right? One is they'd have no way of knowing because they can't inspect it. But they're saying if the spray foam is trapping moisture, the wood's wet, and that will attract the termites.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure why the wood would be wet, but I mean, they spray foam.
Well, I asked that question, and they said, you know, it could be from a small pinhole or, you know, whatever it would be in the, you know, a defect from the roofing or whatever.
Right. Well, that would be true no matter what insulation you use. So that gets us back to the question of then they can't inspect it.
Right.
Yeah, I tell you, I have a feeling we're going to hear a lot more about this because again, the foam industry has been, the insulation industry has been very, very popular. There's a lot of people using it. Now, if the termite guys come up and are causing a problem, I feel like there's a real war about to break out here. And so we'll have to monitor this a lot more, see what else we can find out, and see if we can certainly share with you some more information on this, Ryan, because as I said at the start of the call, it's certainly something that's right on my front burner here and trying to figure out what's going to go, you know, happening with the whole industry.
Right. And like I said, you know, I've spoke with builders before, how you were alluding to, you know, the spray foam industry, you know, and they said that probably 95% of the custom homes they are building that's over 2,000 square feet have spray foam insulation. So, I mean, I feel the same way, that the market is going to push something to break, whether it be towards, obviously spray foam's not going away. So,
right.
You know, if these termite bonding companies are going to want to stay in the market, then they're going to have to do something.
Exactly.
I just don't want to be caught in the middle.
Yeah.
I guess it's a bad time to, you know, be in this predicament. So.
Well, we'll fight the battle together, and we'll be able to keep up with your email. And if we find out any other information, we'll be digging into this because we need to find out, because it's definitely something that may not be going away.
Okay, I sure appreciate it.
Good luck.
All right, Ryan, best of luck to you, and I hope to talk to you again. Take care.